Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Avi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chelmecha, Arayim Kabaras Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Ackert, Zichrono Lebracha, learning in the Shulis. We graciously sponsored by the Gluck family in memory of Golda Bracha Bas Shlomo Shabsai, Effie's mom, Allah Shalom. And we are in Sefer Tilim. We're up to the fifth parak, and in the previous parakim, David HaMelech spoke to the masses who were fighting against Avshalom, and he told them, you took over values that are not Jewish values, and now he's going to talk to the people who are involved in the revolt. Specifically, he's going to talk to Achitofel. Achitofel was much worse than everyone else. He didn't go ahead and follow foreign values. He actually was taking the Torah and distorting it to use his own means. And so instead of studying Torah Lishma to find MS, Achitofel said he wanted to bring up an appearance of being a Talmud Chacham, and yet inside he was only interested in power. And because he wanted to impress people, he never took the title of Rebbe, so he had no Misora. He also was similar to Doik HaAdomi. And so we see that's why it's going to be a Lamanat Seach, says the Medrash Socher Tov, which is the Medrash for Sefer Telem. He's going to be referred to as Nechilos. In the Medrash Socher Tov, we talk of him about Nachalos as the source of the Nachala. Torah has to be something which is an inheritance for all people at all times. And Rav Chanan says the Torah is shamed when the Talmidei Chachamim are aniyim. And so the Torah tells us, Lahanchil le'oav ayesh, that those who I cause to love me will inherit a substance of value, which suggests that Talmidei Chachamim are kept impoverished so that the riches don't go ahead and corrupt them. And for Doeg and Achitofel, the Torah was not a Yerusha. They were too proud to get it as Yerusha. And so they got interested in just making as much money as possible off Torah. And so therefore, since the Talmud is dedicated to condemning the insincere, David gives a very sharp contrast where he takes it up. Lamanatzeach ala nechilos mizmor leDavid. David HaMelech offers a lamanatzeach, like we said, for the conductor, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on nechilos, which is a mizmor leDavid. Rashi tells us that this is a lamanatzeach ala nechilos is a reference to the musical instruments, and there is a specific musical accompaniment which is supposed to go along with this particular one of the Tehillim. The Rashi also says nechilos could mean the hordes of enemy soldiers who attacked Am Yisrael. Radag suggests that nechil means a swarm of bees, and this instrument is supposed to make, the nechil is supposed to make the sound of a buzzing sound, a stringed instrument that's supposed to go ahead and offer insight that way. Amorai hazina shambina hagigi, to my sayings, Hashem, please perceive my thoughts. Through my words, I have the ability to express my wants before you orally. Listen to what I have to say. But when I get nervous and I can't put the words together, and my emotions, my desires don't meet words, please understand the thoughts that are stuck in my heart, says Rashi. And here we find one of those situations where the word bina, says Rashi, is to have understanding instead of the noun of insight. So here he's asking it as a verb, bina hagigi, please have it go that way. Please listen, even when I call from far away, please give an ear that is closer. Hirsch says, Keshev, the idea of Hakshiva implies a certain attention by the sounds penetrating the ear, which causes a certain degree of a desire to hear more and more. And Malkive Elokai, you're my king, and you're also my God when I cry out to you. You're also the Melech HaMishpat, who can save me from lawlessness, says the Radak. And I therefore daven to no one else, because there's no one else beside you. Hashem Boker Tishma Koli, Hashem, in the morning, before one gets involved in the regular mundane affairs of the world, which is the best time to daven, says the Radak, the first thing I do is I daven to you in the morning. So please hear my voice at that point in time. Boker Eroch Lecha, at dawn, I prepare myself for you. And that's what we used to do, and we continue to do. Boker Eroch Lecha Va'atzapeh, I get up and I wait for you. I wait for you, says Rashi, to exact just punishment from the Rishayim. And David HaMelech is basically saying that he is speaking to Hashem using the four letter name of Hashem, which is Midas HaRachamim. And he says, when is that? Boker, at dawn. It's the time of special Rachamim. And he says, Hakshiva Likoli, I have no other zchus than the fact that I cry out to you alone. That's what I'm asking. Kilo kel chefetz resha ata. You're not a God who serves Rishayim. Lo yigurcha ra. Evil doesn't hang out with you. David HaMelech says he knows Hashem's going to answer. You don't have any incident in turning around and seeing evil in this situation. The Rishayim Doegen Achitofel, although they learn the most minute details of Torah, their hearts are full of holulos. Please don't be so interested in what they have to do when they are engaging what should be truth and they pervert it to evil. To abed dovrei kazav ish damim u'mirma, people who are liars, who are people interested in blood and deceitful. So you should be interested, Yisayev Hashem, you should hate that, you should be disgusted by them and try to get them to be sent to doom. They're not going to be there. And so Hashem, you should, because you don't like their presence, you won't let them live in Olam Haba, and you, they won't come to you for the final din. You know, just be aware of that. The Rishayim are pushed away from you. I only want to be close to you. I'm going to come to your shul. I'm going to come to your Beis Hamikdash to thank you for the kindness you heaped upon me in taking revenge of my enemies. Gemara says that David HaMelech was sitting with Shmuel studying the laws of the Beis Hamikdash, and that's when Doeg got angry at him. Kikinas Beischa Achaltani. And David HaMelech says, Beisecha and Heichal Kadshecha, he's talking about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Aron Kodesh was. And whoever wants to bow down to Hashem would bow in that direction, Beirasecha, with a sense of awe of Hashem. Hashem, Necheni B'tzikosecha L'man Shavarai Ha'yishar L'fanai Darkecha, Hashem, guide me in your righteousness, and because of my watchful enemies, make your way straight. As I bow, please just show me the right way to do it, says the Radak. Don't let me stumble. Everyone's turning around and looking for that opportunity to see me mess up. And that's what he says. Ki ein b'fiu nechona kirbam habos keber posuach gronam. In their mouths, there's no sincerity. Their inner thoughts are treacherous. And the only reason why I have to be so careful is these people are looking, they give forth an impression of trying to be friendly, but they're really interested in lashonam yachaliku. Their throat is an open grave. Their tongue, they try to equivocate. I have to be very, very careful. Hashimem elokim yiplum imotzoseim baro pishem hadichem okim arubach. Hashem, declare them guilty of their own schemes. They're going to topple. And that's their averos. Sent them away because you went against them. Bring them to justice, convict them, and let them fall by their own words. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that David HaMelech davened that Doeg Adomi should forget all his learning before he died. And Hashem said that I'm going to give that request, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Alkut Shimoni describes those last moments as is pointed out in the Alkut Shimoni in Shmuel. Doeg was teaching his students, and as they were absorbing what he said, he forgot his own words, one thing at a time. And finally, the students realized he was making up the halacha, so they tied ropes around his feet and dragged him away. And three Malachi Chavala accosted him. And one caused him to forget his learning, one burned his soul, and one took the ashes and scattered them in all the Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashos, says the Gemara. And that's what happens to Doeg. And some interpret, I saw an explanation that suggests that Gemara is symbolizing that the Talmidei Chachamim who engage in this situation, they have the remnants of Doeg Adomi in their hearts. The pasuk continues and says, all those who take refuge in you will rejoice. Forever they're going to sing joyously, and you'll shelter them and those who love the, your name, they'll be excited with you. When you give to bracha to the tzaddikim, they envelop them with favor like a shield. In other words, when you topple the rishayim, all those who trust in you will be happy. They're going to be dancing, and the proof that their joy is in Hashem is that they'll be there forever. That when you trust in Hashem, there is a simcha that's there forever, says Rashi. And this is the perek for the day. And Be'ezus Hashem will continue with Perek Vav when we continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.